Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for marketing and PR pros and really anyone who works for themselves. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim, head honcho of Solo PR Pro, the trade group, the tribe that pulls us sassy smarties all together. How's that for sassy intro, Karen?
I love that sassy intro. And it's so funny. I was, you know, as you were talking, I'm like, you know, I'm particularly thankful that we are not doing this call via video.
I know, right? I reading about Zoom fatigue, and I get it because, you know, for better or for worse, when you're on a conference call or something, at least you can kind of stare off into space and no one's going to judge you for it.
I love that. Yes, you can. And you, there's different requirements and definitely helps to preserve a little bit of your brain power because you're not having to deal with sort of the, face-to-face interaction and, you know, all of the things that your brain has to process from that.
Right. Feel like you're on.
Yeah, it's funny that we're talking about, you know, Zoom in particular, because our topic today is about
tools. Resources. Yeah. Tech time.
I love tech time.
All sorts of fun tools and things, you know, especially with a lot of the workforce new to working from home and, using different means of getting the work done. So we thought we'd just banter about some of the things we like, some new things that we've seen, and just what's new. Of course, you know, so many people have become comfortable with Zoom. It's had its drawbacks with Zoom bombs and things, but I think they've made some changes on their end, and on the user end, people have gotten used to not publicizing their links and, yes, you know, setting up the waiting rooms and, you know, kind of battening down their hatches, so to speak, to make that a little better. But just as far as work efficiencies go, what fun things are out there that, yeah, you know, we like to use.
I am a tool junkie. So I've had to really try to curb my addiction, but you know, I work in, you know, with technology clients. I love technology and I am not adverse to trying out new things. And so one new tool that I've started to use this year that I really, really like is a tool called Loomly, and it's for social media content management. Mm. It has the ability for you to set up various calendars. So if you are working with multiple clients, you can have, you know, one client, a master calendar for each client. So it's not intermingle, which allows you to go in quickly and add posts to one specific client. So I love that feature that it, you know, it's a calendar-like feature. And then there's a big master calendar that lets you see all of your posts across all of your Loomly calendars.
Nice.
It's so cool and it's very inexpensive, I have to say, compared to many of the other services.
Right.
It makes suggestions for you. So it'll give you inspiration. Post for inspiration around the areas that you're interested in. It lets you create your own sort of repository of hashtags. It lets you categorize your content. So, you know, if something is in a particular industry and you want to label that, you can manage those labels so that you can see like how many industry articles you shared or how many thought leadership pieces you have, how many media pieces, maybe it's earned media that you're sharing for a client, which I find super helpful. It has analytics and I love it. It's really a great tool. So if you're kind of on the hunt for a, you know, management tool, it's another one to really think about. Of course, I do love Sprout Social. This particular tool is cheaper than Sprout Social. The one thing that you can't do from Loomly, though, it's not a tool where you can manage conversations.
Huh. Okay.
it's definitely, you know, geared around managing content, which right. is for me the most important thing, especially now when, you know, all the tools make it so easy to go in and do conversations on the platform. Even Twitter lets you log into multiple accounts at one time. So
yes, they've come a long way. I think I'm sure a way of combating these third party, you know, use of these third party tools, but it's so nice to have everything in the same place. And it's funny. It's almost like, I don't know if you're nerdy like me and you think, if I just get the right day planner, my whole world will come together. If I just find the right social media content planner, and everything's always missing one thing or something like that. But Loomly sounds a lot like Post Planner, which I use not to a great degree, probably not to the degree that I could or should. But that too lets you manage multiple accounts and schedule and plan things, and suggests content, you know, if you're looking for some inspiration. And the pricing on that's okay as well. I'm trying to think, you know, Hootsuite kind of has those benefits too, although it's a little hiccupy. And Hootsuite, their reporting to me is just a little, sorry, Hootsuite, if you're listing, a little nickel and dimey.
It is. I mean, I use Hootsuite as well. And you should say that these are truly our own personal experiences.
Yes. You may
no one find it different. Sponsored this podcast.
No.
We're not bad mouthing anybody, because I find that with tools, a lot of the time it really is, you know, matching your needs. We're just sharing some of the things stumbled upon or some of the things that we use that we find useful. So I also actually do use Hootsuite as well.
Yeah.
And I do find it useful for quickly, you know, responding to threaded conversations.
Yes.
I find Twitter hard to do that. It just is not super user friendly in that aspect.
You mean the actual Twitter interface?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's true. That's where you really do need a tool.
And so I use Hootsuite for that. And then I use Hootsuite, you know, to plan out content. So I do like it, but I don't necessarily use it for client management. I use that more for solo PR pro content. Mm-hmm. But I do like Hootsuite. But I find Loomly, and you're right, it is like Post Planner. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. So it's just fun little ways to keep your social media world in order. And, you know, I have to say, since Facebook launched their Creator Studio, I have been using that a lot.
Yes,
it's great. I mean, let's not overlook the notion of, wow, we can actually plan ahead and schedule on Instagram. What?
Yes.
Which, you know, if you work in social, you know that is a huge development.
To be able to do it to the two Facebook owned social media properties from
desktop
one app is useful, because Facebook doesn't play nice with third party tools. And we've known that for a long time. So it impacts the algorithm when you post. So you always had to use native Facebook to schedule ahead. But the Creator Studio is definitely an upgrade. And I really like that too.
Yeah. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. And they're almost, and just, you know, if you've tried to post things to your native Facebook page and, you know, if the scheduling aspect has given you some difficulty, you know, they're trying to push you into using Creator Studio and do it, because you'll be grateful as soon as you start using it. But I think that's a great one as well.
What are some more tools that you've been using lately?
Well, I got introduced to a really cool new transcript tool. I just did a little writing project, and they sent me, it was an audio recording that had the transcript written out, you know, all in one screen, and it's from temi.com, T-E-M-I.com. Amazing. Have you used that?
I have used it. So here's a fun fact. Tinny is part of Rev.com.
Ah, well, there you go.
They own them, but it's cheaper. I don't really get that, but it's great. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I like them. That's great for, you know what else I use for transcribing is otter.ai.
Oh, yeah.
Love them. Love it. And now they integrate with Zoom. So if you have Zoom meetings and you're interested in that, there's an integration there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Helpful. Yeah. I try to record meetings because there's a lot of information and I want to, you know, not miss anything by taking notes. And so I use Otter AI for all of my meetings. And Otter AI, by the way, you guys, is a tool that actually records audio, but also transcribes. So it transcribes as it's recording. So it's great to go back over and have that tool. And then you can, you know, share it with other people on your team or share it with your clients. And it integrates with your calendar. So if you have meetings set up and you've integrated Otter AI, you can just click on the little link in Otter AI. It'll even send you a little notification. You have this meeting coming up ready to hit record, and you can just hit record and it'll record it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think, one of the, you know, sometimes you have to do screen grabs or things like that, you know, on the quick. And sometimes, you know, print screen just doesn't do the trick. I have a tool I like called Nimbus Screenshot. And it even, you know, does screen video recording.
Love that.
Yeah. And if you're a Chrome user, it's a Chrome extension. So, you know, you just keep it up in your toolbar. And if there's something you need to grab, like here, this part of the screen is what I'm referring to. Like, fix this on the website.
That's fantastic, because we need those tools that save us a little bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's important.
Yeah, definitely.
I have been using X.AI, AI as an artificial intelligence, to schedule meetings, and love it. It also sends you, and so it works like a virtual assistant in that somebody sends you an email. I mean, how often has this happened? Somebody sends you an email and you're like, okay, let's set up a meeting. And then you go back and forth through six emails to try to find a time and a date to meet. Well, with XAI, you don't have to do that. You just, they have a name. So you just copy the email. So you'll say, hey, you know, Lauren, find a time for us to meet for 30 minutes. And then Lauren takes it from there. And now you guys are not going back and forth with a million emails, because your artificial intelligent assistant now has gotten an email from you telling it to schedule a meeting. And it has your calendar, and you can even set up rules. Like, I always ask for the assistant to confirm with me before putting it on the calendar. You can tell it where you want to meet, if you have a preferred location, if it's going to be a phone meeting and you always like to do meetings with a conference service, or you want it to be Zoom. It's so very cool. And this whole thing happens without you. And now you're not trading 22 emails to get a meeting on the calendar. It's phenomenal.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm going to sign up for that.
Yeah, it's a great tool. I like it even better. I like some of the other scheduling tools like Acuity and Calendly.
Yeah.
That send a link to people. But this I like because it works like a human being inside of your email.
Right, right. Because even with some of those, you have to front load with, here are my options. So you still kind of have to go through that drill yourself. Whereas this sounds like it's a great time saver. And that's probably provided, though, like you said, that you are using your calendar in a way that helps it do its best job.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Which is why I have it confirmed before scheduling, because just because the time is free on the calendar may not mean that I necessarily want to have the meeting.
I don't understand.
Sure, all of you out there are out there nodding your heads, not understanding what I mean.
Could I just have an hour to myself?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
No, I know. I totally know.
Yes. And Michelle, you wrote a great piece recently on something that's near and dear to every business owner out there. And that was on payment tools, especially now. Surprisingly, one of the most popular ways to get paid remains check in the mail, right? Most people pay by check, or, you know, a smaller amount pay by ACH.
Right.
And it's amazing how that method of payment has just endured. And that's because most businesses operate off of receiving an invoice, whether it's digital or paper. Most of us do digital invoices, and cutting a check and dropping it in the mail.
Right.
So
right.
I love that blog post.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, especially now that we're all in lockdown, or most of us are in lockdown or in some way, shape, or form. I know, I don't know how many solos out there realized when it was time to do your monthly invoicing, or however often you invoice, it's like, oh, wait, are my clients able to get into the office to write that check that they send in the mail? Maybe I better provide them with some options. And I've had that happen. I've had, you know, clients choose to use, you know, either credit card or instant bank transfer, which is available in QuickBooks and similar bookkeeping interfaces, which is great. It makes it easy. You know, even something as simple as a Venmo. You know, Venmo is very popular.
Yes.
Square Cash, Google Pay. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a bank transaction, so it's no big deal.
Yeah. I love Checkbook also, and that company lets you write a digital, it lets you send and receive digital checks.
Nice,
so
yeah.
I love that, like, the interface is super user friendly, and you go in and you, you know, write your digital check to, you know, a vendor, and that person doesn't necessarily need an account. They just need to receive either email or text, whatever you set it up with. So when they receive the notification, they just have to accept the money and then provide the details of where that money should go. What I found is, particularly during this time period, is that God bless the United States postal workers, because they are short-staffed. They're handling an incredible amount of volume. And in some areas, I know in some areas of Michigan, they're not doing daily mail deliveries.
Wow.
So they've had to reduce the number of days. And so I have seen mail, even within our state, take, you know, a 20-minute drive away, it takes a week for something to go from one location to another. So mail is slow. So that, you know, and right now, during this time of crisis, I think that no one can actually afford to have a payment held up for weeks on end in the mail. And so, and then when we're receiving mail, many people are quarantining their mail for a period. And so just to avoid all of that and just have the money go right into your account, there are so many fintech options. I love fintech.
Yeah.
It's really made a big difference to our life that you can use. There's another company also called Plastiq.
Yes, and I was going to mention that one because, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. It lets you pay almost any bill with a credit card, even when credit cards aren't accepted. So we've had clients that maybe want to pay by credit card. You don't have to have a payment gateway. You know, they can use Plastiq, or you can use Plastiq to pay people with your credit card. And sometimes we want to do that for a number of reasons. You want to get points, you want to have everything on your credit card statement, or maybe you just want to have that extra 30 days to actually pay your credit card bill. It gives you a little bit of leeway, and Plastiq is a great way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you happen to have international clients, there's Remitly, that's R-E-M-I-T-L-Y, and that allows you to send or transfer money internationally. So, you know, if you find that, yeah, within this pandemic, that's becoming an issue, you know, that's a great one too. There's Stripe, which is probably one of the more well-known options. Aeropay, A-E-R-O-P-A-Y, works for brick and mortar and online businesses. It's another way to just get that money exchange going and, you know, just keep us all, help us keep each other afloat.
Love it.
Yeah. And, you know, and even if you do get the paper checks, you know, most banks now have mobile deposit. So, you know, even when that check does come in the mail, doesn't mean that you have to take that trip or, you know, that's one less human, you know, not that we, in a normal world, we'd love to keep the human engagement going, but you know, if going to the drive up makes you a little wary, you know, right now, just take a photo of your check. I think that works well too.
Yes. I, all banks do offer that, right? I think so. There were some that did not. I've been, you know, using mobile deposits for years, and particularly during this time, you're right. It's great to not have one more thing that you have to touch. You know, even going to the ATM, you don't have to touch it. You don't have to touch a door to go into the bank. So I feel like this is going to be the way that we live for a while. And so looking for, you know, contact-free ways to, you know, keep your business running, you know, I find that particularly useful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And for those of us who, you know, work from home or are in our own business, one of the things that you lose when you leave a big company is IT support. it doesn't dawn on you right away until
you're in trouble.
So, you know, there are local, everybody has a local computer store. Those are fantastic people to get to know and have somebody, you know, that you can contact or go to that can fix things for you. But in these days when so many things are shut down, there's a company called Instant House Call. And they don't come out, but they are a remote support software group. And so that's Instant House Call. So you can check them out. They're your IT support. And
that's so cool.
All really do. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I love what that technology helps us to work more efficiently.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's exciting because you see the ingenuity that's out there. And I don't know, I'm weird. I get happy when it's like, oh, we can be so efficient and get all these things done and it'll be great and people's lives will be great. Yeah. I'm such a nerd.
Yeah, exactly. I am too.
Well, here's a fun one. If you are used to working in coffee shops, and of course we don't have that luxury right now. It's not necessarily a tool, but it's a little app called Coffitivity. And I'm going to hit play. I don't know that it's going to pick it up in our little studio setup, but isn't that cool? It plays different versions of ambient sound. So that's the morning murmur.
I love that.
Then we have the university undertones.
Oh. I love that.
So they do have some free versions. Of course, you can always upgrade. But, you know, even if I don't know about you, Karen, but even sometimes when I'm, you know, on a deep dive writing project, and it's going to sound so weird, you kind of have to set a mood.
Yeah.
Even something like that, like getting a certain scent happening in the room, you know, lighting a coffee candle or getting some ambient noise like that in the background, just kind of helps you focus or get in a certain mode. Again, this is not a tool necessarily, but I also found myself hitting up ambient focus music playlists and popping on the headphones. So while not an outright tool, it's more of a tactic.
And you want to tie it into your brain. I love brain.fm.
Ooh, fantastic.
It's really inexpensive. I pay an annual subscription for that, and they have different modes. So I use the focus mode a lot. You pop on your headphones, you hit, you know, focus, and it tunes music to work with your particular brainwaves to help you focus. And so I have popped on my headphones, hit it, and, you know, you can set the time, like focus for an hour and bang through stuff. like nobody's business. So I highly recommend it. I've been using it for a couple of years and really love it. And it really does work. It sounds, sorry that it might sound a little weird to people, but honestly, it's a fantastic tool. And I can attest that you truly do get results from it.
Oh, that sounds awesome. No, I believe that fully. I was that person, weirdo, I don't know, back in my college days. I would, you know, pop on the headphones when I was studying for exams, and I like to listen to film scores. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
But so weird. Okay. So weird thing, but I'm sure it's got psychological foundations. So when I found myself kind of stuck on an answer in the test, I would replay the music in my head and it would help prompt the answer.
Love it.
Yeah. So anyone out there?
I mean, I love that.
Yeah. So, oh, hey, this brain stuff works.
It does. It definitely works. Well, I mean, and then finally, our one last tool that Michelle and I both use or have used is Proposify. I love Proposify. For, you know, if you want to crank out some pretty proposals, you can create your own templates, you can use templates, you can change them if you need inspiration. And I don't know, there's something about being in business for yourself that you have something that works and you always question it. And when it comes to proposals, it's one area that you always question, do they look good enough? Do I have the right information in there? So I love Proposify for that, because it takes sort of the guesswork out for you. And it's something that's already set up and that you can just then go in and plop in your information, or it's a jumping off point for you to create a template that you can use. So I feel like it's a marriage of, it's sort of like an easier version of InDesign, where you don't have to have all of this, you know. InDesign requires skills. It really does. It requires a certain set of expertise.
And InDesign definitely, you know, much like we who write for a living, you know, there is a certain talent that comes to that. And InDesign, you certainly need to have that graphic design talent.
Yeah.
That, you know, plug and play is not going to bring the talent.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Proposify, it does. It makes you look good.
Yeah, it does. So, which helps. And it's pretty, that one is another one that's pretty inexpensive as well. We're not recommending that you go out and subscribe to every single tool that we've talked about. But if there's something here that, you know, you're like, hey, you know, that sounds like something that I'd love to explore, please do so. Again, no sponsored posts. These are Michelle and I. This is our personal experience.
Our personal picks.
Our personal picks. I love that.
Yeah.
However, you know, maybe one day somebody will reach out and they'll want to sponsor one of our podcasts. If you're somebody out there and you want to sponsor us,
we'd love to talk. But until then, these are just our ideas. But, and we want to hear from you. I mean, we're nerds. We want to learn about all the cool tips. So if you have any tools that we haven't mentioned or an even better idea, we want to know about it. So check us out at soloprpro.com and be sure to subscribe and share. Sharing is caring. If you find this of value, we would be so honored if you would share it. And we thank you for giving us another pocket of your day. And we hope everyone is well. And until next time, it's That Solo Life.